Good morning, everyone. The last few mornings we've been in Romans 8 and verse 32, and where we've been looking at how the truth of God's word will set us free. This morning I'd like to remind us of this scripture also, which is in Matthew 6 and verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Jesus Christ gave his life that we would have freedom, and in that freedom we would discover the joy of our salvation, the hope that is set before us, that you and I would also discover that the Bible teaches us very clearly that God always leads us in triumph. 2 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. Another great truth. We also remember that if God be for us, who can be against us? And we see that we can recall to mind God's loving kindness, compassion, faithfulness, and hope, according to Lamentations 3 and verse 21 to 23. Oh, the word of God has come to give us hope, to give us joy, to give us peace, to take us forward in life, that we might know the victory that was won for us upon the cross. You and I are men and women who are overcomers in Christ Jesus. You and I are men and women whom God has planted a seed of his word into our hearts, and he wants that seed of word to come forth and bear much fruit in Jesus' name. Why should you and I feel like failures when the word of God says in Romans 8:37, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Today, never forget that you are more than a conqueror. Oh, greater is he that who lives in you than he who is in the world. We are victors and not victims. We are life givers and not life stealers. The word of God, the truth of God's word in your life and in my life was given to us that we might share it with others, that they might come to know the truth, and the truth would also set them free. So today, share God's word with someone that they might know the truth and know the freedom that it brings, as you do, in Jesus' name. God bless. Speak in the morning.